Hey, this is Mango. You're listening to TSR.
TCR.
TCR?
TCR. The Center Ring.
That's what I said. I did say TCR.
Okay, so let's start.
Hello. Hello and welcome to another edition of The Center Ring, a.k.a. TCR, a.k.a. TSR. No, I said TCR. That's what I said.
TSR.
That's what I said. We are The Center Ring, a.k.a. your favorite esports podcast. Episode 137, coming to you live, pre-recorded from an undisclosed location. The time is 8:28 p.m. Central Standard Time. Yes, we are 2 minutes early from when we normally say we go live. Will probably be the one and only time this year that we're early, but hey, that's what happens. That's what happens when Anuj isn't dragging us down. He's not here today. The date is January 7th, 2019. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at The Center Ring. Tell your friends, tell your loved ones. Esports has its podcast, and its name is The Center Ring. I won't lie to you, this is going to be the best episode ever. So if you are a brand new listener, you're in luck. You're in luck, because we're not holding anything back. Like we do anytime. We throw the fastballs here.
Nothing but fastballs.
We are going to talk about two topics today. Because it's still kind of that dead time in esports. Not a whole lot's going on. So we'll have e-news at the end of the show. A short little e-news. Nothing really going on. We're going to talk about a topic that, I mean, I feel like me and Brett are super qualified to talk about, and that's women. So we'll talk about women in esports. As look at us. I mean, come on. Who knows women more than we do?
All right. I mean,
we convinced one a piece.
That's all you need.
And we're going to go over this mysterious case of Ellie going on with the Overwatch Contender League and how it's just, for a week, it was just fascinating, fascinating esports drama.
So bizarre.
So bizarre. And I didn't have internet for the weekend. My internet was down, so Brett's got to fill in some pieces here and there for me, but we'll get through it. It'll be fun. I am Tim. I will be your host for this journey into esports. The gentleman with me is Brett. Hello, Brett.
What's up? What's up, guys?
What is up? No Anuj. We typically have a third man, but his little tum-tum is sick. His little tum-tum is sick, so he took the night off. So,
where's his daddy?
No dedication. Considering we all record from each other's homes. I mean, it's not like he has to get anyone sick or anything, but hey. Again, follow us on Twitter, at The Center Ring. Feel free to hit us up in Discord. What else? That's really much it. Twitter, Discord, our Twitch. We stream every episode live, 8:30 p.m. Central Time, every Monday. So that's pretty much me self-promoting. But I do want to get into this discussion here with you, Brett, because I think anyone who followed anyone on Twitter saw that all this drama was going on with Overwatch, which lots of drama always goes on with Overwatch. This is nothing new. There seems to be...
You think they learn.
There definitely seems to be something every time you turn around with Overwatch, whether it be contenders or thing. But this one's different. This one is different. So I'm sure everyone's pretty much heard the story by now, but I'm just going to hit the spark notes and then we can get into the details, okay? Mm. But a Overwatch contender team, Second Wind, signed a female 17-year-old from all eyeball tests, looks like the real deal, okay? She was a prodigy, right?
Yeah, number 4 in NA and just killing it.
Crushing it. And you know, again, you sprinkle on that she's a female, right? She's a chick, and a 17-year-old chick at that. that is prime pickings for like attention and sponsorship, and you're going to get on the news for that one, right? So lots of things coming at you with this to make it a big deal. And she signed with the team. Everything was cool until it kind of all started slowly unraveling. She announced that she was stepping down from the team, what, within 48 hours?
Yeah, it was really, really short.
Within 48 hours, she announced that she was stepping down from the team, partially because the harassment, right? Yeah. There was a lot of, you know, we know how it can go. We've seen it in-game. We've seen it out of the game. People are jerks, especially when you hide through a screen name or anything like that. People can be jerks. So she said, look, I just can't handle it. It's not for me. I'm out. Not going to do it. And that's when it all started really blowing up, because people were like, this just doesn't make sense. This seems a bit off.
Yeah, because you, I mean, who knew that other people had video or the internet, like, right? It's like, I mean, you can't hide anything like this anymore. Like, it's always going to get out.
No,
like, we've seen it high profile. More importantly, last year with Dreamcast, you think you're going to be able to hide that stuff? No, so it's going to leak.
It all comes out that the whole thing was catfished. Second Win was catfished. Or were they aware of it? See, this is where developing news happened over the weekend. So I left, first off, spoiler alert, it wasn't really her playing. So I'm going to tell this as I figured it out, okay? So it wasn't her playing. It was another player called Punisher who was playing on her account.
Yeah.
Ellie was a real female. She was a real chick. And yes, she played Overwatch, but she just wasn't that good at it. And through the vetting process, through signing, however this got out there, she was able to sign on a team, and no one ever thought maybe we should talk on the phone with her. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the way it looked like Second Wind just wanted to get ahead of the game. Like, oh my God, there's this top four NA player. She's female. She's 17. Let's get ahead of the game. Let's get her signed.
And I don't blame him for that.
Let's announce it.
Yeah. I don't blame him. We'll get into our whole, because this, dude, the ripple effect from this was unreal, right? Because it sparked the whole female in esports riot, which happens anytime a female is mentioned. But it started that whole forest fire again of like how females are treated in esports and mistreatment and all that. And you got people from all walks of life coming in to talk about this. Right. But I don't blame them for that. You know, as someone who used to play more so on a competitive mindset back in the day, you know how you got a quick sponsorship? You got a girl on your team. That instantly, hey, you guys want to play on main stage? Don't mind if we do. let's go play this random pool play game on the main stage, right? Gee, I wonder why they picked us. So I don't blame them for that. But then it came out that it was never a real girl. Like, so Ellie is not real?
Right. So the story goes, and this is pretty accurate now, you know, more and more has come to light, that it was this guy named Punisher, top 500 NA player, Doomfist main, really good DPS. Started this out as a quote unquote, as far as Aspen. And for those who don't know Aspen, she's a sponsored streamer through Cloud9. You know, very, very good Overwatch player in her own right, came out and said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and come clean on this. There's no Ellie.
So Ellie how is, did she is not, know?
Because Punisher told her, and I'll get to that.
Okay.
So, yeah, so she comes out and she's, it's very slow and methodical, and it's just a weird scenario. It just felt like she was so uncomfortable.
This whole thing was slow, right?
It was
every day something new came out on what was going on.
Yeah. So Aspen came out and said, hey, there's no Ellie. It's actually Punisher. And Punisher did this as a quote unquote social experiment.
The social experiment to show getaway car.
To show that, you know, the inequality of just females in esports and females in general and competitive gaming. And he just wanted to, I guess, bring to light that issue, but it gets worse.
Sure, man. Like, whatever you want to say, whatever he wants to say in that scenario. And this is where we can really get into the discussion, right? Because,
but
I'll go ahead and finish the story, and then that way we can kind of just pick it apart.
So, well, let's go ahead and just discuss. We'll go ahead and stop there, and let's just discuss that situation: females in competitive gaming, females in sports. We'll go ahead and stop there, you know, talk, and then we'll continue on beyond his, I guess, thought process and actually dive into what has come out about Punisher recently.
Now, I really wish we had females that could come on the show just so we could have a female voice discussing this topic that knew about esports and things like that, right? We have tons of female friends, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
tons of them.
Just look at our Discord. Just tons of them.
Yeah, I think there's like one.
But
I think Cassie plays with us all the time. That's about it. But I do feel like I get the point that he was trying to make. Like, look, she was here for 2 days and was already getting harassment. Some of that harassment was under the impression, though, that some people never bought that she was real to begin with, because just the way she came out of nowhere.
Just to kind of build off of that, there's actually a clip of DeFran. He was in a match with Ellie, and he was just laughing the entire time. He was like, what is this? Because he saw through, because the way he was making callouts, his callouts were extremely delayed, and it was a woman's voice coming through. So there were players like DeFran that were catching on of
like realizing that someone is telling a female on the mic to say stuff.
Yeah.
So you already had people right off the start, and I think that's where a lot of the harassment came from. I don't think a lot of the harassment was, you're a female gamer and I'm going to dox you and I'm going to come find your address and stalk you. And, you know, for me personally, I didn't feel like that's where it was coming from. All the reports that I read was the people who pretty much knew that this was fishy to begin with.
Yeah. And just a weird place to come from, because you know what, like, there, and maybe we'll get into this a little bit later, just getting into the, like, the mindset of, you know, the whole white knighting thing and you know, being the spokesperson for women in esports. But nobody asked for this. I mean, there are people in women in esports, Zoe in Overwatch League, Pansy and PUBG, you got Gillyweed in Rocket League. They didn't ask for this. I mean, the reason they are where they are is because they're better than 99.999% of men, women, gender nonconforming out there, right? Like, they're good at what they do, and they didn't ask us. And there was something last year, and Tim, you may recall this, where Zoe came out and said, hey, you know,
was it like National Women's Day?
And she came out and said, hey, I just want to give a shout out to the men that actually gave me an opportunity and, you know, were there for
You're
me.
You're welcome.
And yeah. And that just sparked an outrage, not by men, but by women. She was getting threats from women on this topic. So it's just a hot button, and we'll get into it later.
I really do feel bad because a lot of people walked out of this with egg in their face. A lot of people, because a lot of people jumped onto, they tried to get those, you know, the women in esports hype train. They tried to get those clicks and those retweets as fast as they could. And they were like, this is what happens. This just shows the mistreatment of women. And I'm like, and then it all this comes out to where it was fake the whole time. It was never a woman even playing to begin with. And I'm like, doesn't that, in Punisher's case, didn't he do more damage for the outlook of women in esports now?
He really,
and that's where I want to hear from a woman. Like, do women in esports feel like this almost hurt them more than help, because he's kind of made a joke and a meme out of it now.
He is. I mean, he did make a joke or a meme out of women in esports, like playing, it's kind of like, oh, he has to impersonate a woman for a woman to even have a shot at being on a contenders team, right? You know, it's like the only way a woman can get into a contenders team is if a man is playing for her. You know, it just hurts the situation, but it gets weird. Are you ready to get weird, Tim?
I'm always ready to get weird.
All right. So the story gets even juicier beyond that. There was, and I forget who shined this to light. I apologize for not, you know, crediting the guy, but there was a Discord conversation that came out with Punisher and another female, where she was like, you know, what's going on? It's like, yeah, you know, essentially saying that, yeah, you know, I'm impersonating a woman and I'm not, you know, I'm playing this Ellie character. And she was like, are you doing it to be a troll? And he was like, essentially saying, yeah, you know, I'm just doing it to troll. And the way the conversation goes, it kind of makes him sound like he was doing it to get donations, to get men to.
I have no doubt about that.
Donate to him.
I don't buy into the social experiment argument one bit. I don't think he did all this to show the mistreatment in women. For the reasons that we just discussed, it doesn't make sense. Like, you didn't prove any mistreatment of women.
No, and you can tell, just that you look at the timeline, and you can tell it was a desperation move by this dude who got recognized, and a contenders team came out and said, hey, we want you. And he's like, oh my God, this is my chance. You know, I'm a top 500 player. You know, this is just me thinking outside the box. Maybe this isn't
right
the way it came down, but this is the way I see it. A contenders team said, hey, you know, we want you. We want you to try out. We want you to come and join our team. And it got in a situation where he's like, oh my God, you know, they think I'm a woman. What am I going to do? yeah, sure. I'll join your team. When do I start? Right. And then shortly he comes out because how can you carry on that charade short of like a voice changer?
We can even touch on that too, because I think it does show what a joke the lower tier contender league can be. And we've always heard it, right? We've always heard Blizzard doesn't care about contenders league. You know, it's just kind of a joke of a system. And I know I don't know how much, I don't know where the fault goes on this. You know, Blizzard, you mentioned before the show, came out with a statement saying, like, no, we, like, they were never officially on Second Wind. Like, the way the player signing works is pretty much the org gets the player, and then they have to present the player to the league, and then the league approves everything.
Yeah, background check. Yeah.
And from what I understand, the league, it never got to that point. It never got to where the league was going to look into it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very kind of just a verbal agreement that, yeah, I'll play on your team. Don't worry about it. And then it all fell apart before it got to anything official. But nonetheless, the fact that all this happens and the team never does their homework on that, because honestly, it doesn't seem like it would have taken very much to blow it. You know, it doesn't seem like play one match, one scrim with it just to see what happens. And I feel like those teammates who are good enough to be in a contender team would have realized, like, nah, that chick is not the one playing. She doesn't know anything.
Yeah, because you can be 17 and play on a contenders team. It's not against the rules like Overwatch League where you have to be 18. And it's not like this 17-year-old's going to turn them down and say, what, you want to do a video chat with me first before I play a game? You want to actually talk to me before you make it public? I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't really feel comfortable doing that.
I don't feel comfortable. If I'm signing you to a professional contract, I know it's not Overwatch League, but it's contenders. You're a pro, a semi-pro, if you want to call it that. Yeah. You do your homework.
So if you're doing your full due diligence, and I mean, you can't be scared at that point. You are a contenders team. If you came up and said, okay, we're interested in this player. She's rare, you know, fairly unknown. Let's go ahead and just talk to her real quick, get her interest, and go from there. You know, like, let's talk to her. Because it came out, it came to light that Punisher had several, what he says, several females that were doing call-outs for him in-game. That's why it was so delayed. So he just had several different females, you know, kind of, I guess, talking for him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, can we not put, you know, two and two together? There were pros, like we had mentioned before, and DeFran that knew, like, this is not a woman.
This is so unbelievable of a story. Like, to have an organization, to have this on a scale of someone getting catfished this hard, you know, I think hopefully it kind of makes organizations kind of rethink, right? Like, hey, how about do your homework before signing a player, right? Maybe just, and this is going to sound bad with the words coming out of my mouth, but I don't intend them to be this way. But maybe don't sign people just because they're a girl. Which I know, women, I know you don't want to hear it. I'm telling you from my perspective, there are definitely, not all, but some women get signed to teams and orgs because you are a female who can play at a high level. Maybe not the highest level. You might not even be the best, right? But because you are a female and because this low-tier team can get attention from you, you know, you might be, you know, maybe a step or two worse than some other, I don't even know what she played, Mercy, right? But because she was a 17-year-old female, I can promise you that went into their thought of signing her.
Yeah, and it's really unfortunate too, because, you know, we had our big breakthrough, our inaugural season last year. You had Gaguri playing for Shanghai. You know, Shanghai they finished the season without a win, but she wasn't like the reason why they did it. I mean, she was legit in her own right. She's very well known. Just an amazing main tank, and she got there, and I believe this wholeheartedly, on merit. And it's things like this that happen that just totally, like you said, Tim, is like egg in the face to a lot of people. More importantly, women like Gaguri that are trying to get into the league legitimately, and this guy's just making a laughing stock out of the situation.
He's making a laughing stock off the whole process, which, you know what, I applaud him for that, right? If anything positive comes out of this, it's we get to see how broken and how lazy the system is when it comes to, like, you know, getting further down into the Contenders League, right? So if anything mm-hmm. positive comes from it, we can see it that way. But like I said, there were a lot of people. This sparked a whole lot more than just in Overwatch, right? Because then it overflowed into a lot of people. I mean, big articles on big websites were coming out saying, like, the mistreatment of women in esports. And I know the one, I think it was just good timing. I don't think it meant to be coming out at the same time. But, like, that one website, you posted in our show chat, about, like, 46% of gamers are females. 45. And
yeah.
And then, like, they tied it into saying, like, and yet, you know, where are they on the esports professional scene and blah, blah, blah. And again, that's so nitpicky, because that article is considering cell phone users, you know, people who play Candy Crush as a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get into that argument as much as you want. But again, that's not, you're not comparing apples to apples in that case.
And I feel like these people aren't true members of the community either, because there are there are esports. More importantly, Rocket League with Gillyweed. She's on the desk. She's an analyst. Pansy, she's known to be one of the best PUBG analysts out there in the world. You got Zoe, who is well in tune with the Overwatch League. Well, she's very knowledgeable, and she does Counter-Strike.
You have people there, and I'm of course, comparison wise, yes, there are a lot more men in esports than women.
Of course, yeah, but it's not. I feel, and we are not other sports out there where, you know, there could be a a really good female goaltender trying to get into a high school men's team, where it's like, okay, there's this locker room scenario where, you know, it's just too much to overcome, right? Like, there's too many other aspects beyond her own ability to be a good goalie. In esports, you really don't have that.
She's like, gotta like cook dinner. She's gotta have a baby.
God. They don't have those barriers. We
She's
are
gotta
not
have pillow
other...
fights with all her friends.
Yeah. We are not other sports. I mean, I feel, and I feel this wholeheartedly, that if a woman is good enough, if a woman is good enough, she can get into a team. No team. Now, I'm not gonna say no team. I'm sure they're out there, but I would say the vast majority of teams would not turn down a female if she could help them competitively.
Even to my point, right? She doesn't even have to be the best. It's almost like the exact opposite in esports, I feel like, to where you could have a female not be the best and still get into orgs and teams because of the publicity it would bring to them. You know, because they... the positive publicity that would come to a team. Imagine if Cloud9 in Counter-Strike signed a female gamer, a female player, and obviously she has to still be good, right? It can't just be like signing just any old Counter-Strike female player. But if even if it's not the best and they just sign her to like, hey, it's a tryout phase, right? She's good enough. She plays FPL and all that, you know, she's proven her play there in pugs and pickup games. We're going to sign her and see what's up. Mm-hmm. There could be a long line of guys that have been playing the game a lot longer than her and, you know, quote unquote, deserve it more. Right. Mm-hmm. But that org is going to, you're going to gain attention by being that female gamer. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all. Right. You got to find a way to gain attention, I guess. Is that the is that a PC way of saying it? You got to find a way to get that next fan base level. And you know what? If signing a female player that may not be 100% qualified, but qualified enough, that happens. But I don't see anything wrong with that, right? I don't see there anything wrong with being signed or being looked at because you are a female.
No, definitely not.
And I know there are people who feel that way though, right? Like some women are like, look, don't even view, like, I would rather you just not know I was a female and just sign me, like a blind signing, right? Okay. Like, I don't know what you want there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what, I guess my bottom line is like, it would suck. That's all I'm saying. Because you've mentioned their names, but like with Pansy and all them, I feel like they work really hard, but you have so many different sides of the argument. You have like my side of the argument where I don't see anything wrong with taking advantage of being a female and maybe using that to your advantage of getting noticed a little more. But you also have the other side, right? Where there are females, not necessarily in esports, but in video games and on Twitch, that are solely popular because of their looks and not skill at all. So yeah, there are two sides of the coin, and I think we have to bring both of them up.
Yeah, but I feel like in esports, you know, on Twitch, yeah, that's rampant. And there are situations where certain Call of Duty owners, will take advantage of females and hit on their and kind of diss her boyfriends too, but we're not going to go there. That's a topic for another previous episode. But I feel like in esports, like I feel like we would be accepting. I mean, we have the back and front of a furry who is like the best at what he does.
Hey,
I mean, outside of Tim, but
you bring up an amazing accepting. Point.
Yeah, but we are just, I feel like the esports community as a whole, like we are open-minded to having, you know, gay, transgender, furry, woman, whatever, in our sports if they're good. Now, competitive gaming outside of esports, that's a totally different scenario. We see this world every day where there is toxicity and it sucks. But I feel like in the realm of esports, that's not as rampant as other people from the outside
think it is. You bring up a really good point, like with Sonic Fox. If a community could support him, black, he says it, black, gay, furry, I'm down for two out of the three, right? I'm down for, you can be black and gay all you want, but the fox tail is staying at the front door. When you're in my house, you take off the, take off the fox tail when you're in my house. No son of mine. But, again, huge, huge disclaimer and flashing lights. We're dudes and we don't get it. But I'm with you, Brett. I just don't see it. I don't see in professional esports, right? Like you said, you got to make that clear. In professional esports, I don't see this discrimination of just because you're a female or, hell, just because you're a minority, right? I don't see that being a limitation. Maybe it is, right? Maybe there are pro teams that sit out there and say, nah, it's a chick. Don't even bother looking at her.
But we can't think of a story of where that was
the case. Yeah, where's your proof in that, right? And they try to make it seem like that's the case, and yet where's the proof?
But Forbes, the Washington Post, and all these other like
non-news
outlets, are gonna just
the same
like latch on to this narrative.
Video games causes school shootings are gonna say that. Okay. Yeah.
They just want to latch onto a narrative. Cool. And it sucks.
And
get off our lawn.
If you want to use the narrative of like, I was a girl, I'm a female, and someone in Overwatch told me to get back in the kitchen. I'm not a girl, and I have been told the same thing, right? I'm a dude. Do you know all the crap I have to hear? Right? Like, I think, and like to your point, that's just for better or for worse, right? That's online gaming. No one is safe. don't play online competitive games if you don't want to get made fun of, right?
I mean, I played Rocket League before the show, and my sexuality came into question by another player on my team. And
your own teammate is going to. I mean, you know, like I said, you want to bring up how that's just, you know, competitive gaming isn't the most welcoming environment. Sure.
No.
But I can also tell you some of the best people I ever played with are people that, you know, we were trading jokes at one another, and then we add each other to the friends list, and it's like, hey, you took that dick joke with real gumption, you know, like. We're all friends now. Let's add each other, right? Because you got to take it for what it is, right? I don't know. Maybe we just don't get it. Maybe we don't get it. But I don't know. We kind of just morphed two segments into one.
It's organic. Just go with it.
Well, I don't know, man. Because like I said, though, I do feel for, and I want to stop saying female, right? I want to just say minority. Like, I feel for the group of people who feel like they don't have a place to play competitive games or things like that, because I really don't see it ever being a limitation. And if there is a limitation there, I almost feel guilty in the sense of, I guess we got it pretty good, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it's like to be a woman and say, you know, when you get into an Overwatch chat or an Overwatch competitive game, it's typically saying, you know, hey everyone, what's up, what's up, what's up. And I don't know what it's like to be a female and say, hey, and it's just like,
and then every guy is God. Just like,
oh, what's up girl, what's up,
like instantly or yeah, you hear it.
Yeah, so you know, I mean, we're coming from a place of just lack of experience. Dudes. Yeah, I mean, maybe one episode we can try and get somebody, you know, embedded in the scene and maybe talk about this more in depth. I feel like it's a topic
and I would
that
really like
deserves
to have
conversation.
Someone, though, I would love to speak with a female who is okay with the discussion, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want someone coming in here and just hating on it because, well, you're a man. Of course you don't understand. Well, maybe I don't understand, but from my point of view, I feel like it's kind of an even playing field. You know, everyone talks smack. Everyone has a chance to become better. You know, and you want to say that women are mistreated or don't get the same opportunity in esports. I say in the case of Ellie that, you know, there's been a lot of top four players in Overwatch that don't get signed onto teams. You know, there's a lot of top 500 players that don't get signed to Contender League team. Yet you were, you know, so why was that the case? Could it be because people thought you were a 17-year-old female? Could be. Could be. I don't think Second Wind will ever come out and say, yep, that's why we were interested, but...
Definitely why they were.
Yeah, it definitely earned everyone's attention, right? If this was a dude just playing on his other dude's account and got signed and then they realized someone was sharing accounts, do you think this would have gotten any news? No. No. You would never, you would go back to life not knowing who the hell's Second Wind was. But yet, here we are. I don't know. Maybe one day we can get someone kind of rooted into the industry that is a female that, you know, just maybe
is
like
comfortable talking about it.
Yeah, a female roundtable of someone who's just comfortable having that conversation. Because, I mean, I'm comfortable having the conversation, you know. I'm a man. What do I have to lose?
So E News, right?
Yeah, let me play the hit the theme
before
Expo.
This derails.
Like I said, pretty slow week. Not a whole lot going on. Last week we talked a lot about a lot of the CS:GO roster moves. Kind of slowed down. You did have a Dren. That is Gambit's Adren, not the team.
Major winning Fragger Adren.
Yeah, I still forget that they won a major. so long ago and so irrelevant. But he ended up joining FaZe. They also, more importantly, picked up Yanko as a head coach. We were talking about before the show of who's going to be IGL. Now that Kerrigan is out of the picture. Right now, Liquipedia has it set to Nico. I don't know how reliable of a source that is.
Isn't that part of the reason why he left Mouse? Because he just didn't want to do that.
He just doesn't enjoy it, which I don't blame him. Yeah. I mean, he's a pure fragger to begin with. But like I told you, I feel like they're one of the few orgs out there that don't necessarily need a set IGL. They probably mix that up. Very often, right?
Yeah, I can definitely get behind that. More to your point, like, just Yanko being... I mean, obviously, you can't talk during game, but on timeouts and what have you, and just pre-game prep, being that the brain of the operation, essentially. Mm-hmm. Just the guy behind the scenes doing all the research.
So, you got Olaf and Guardi. I mean, that roster is so stacked with experience.
Old heads, yeah.
I don't feel like they need like a dedicated IGL, what do we do here type of guy. You know, they all know what to do. But it will be interesting to see. Is it the pickup and to send them over?
I mean, it's a positive, I think. I mean, you can't look at it and say, okay... They're definitely taking a step back, you know?
But I
don't feel...
I also can't really look at it and say they're taking a step forward.
Yeah, maybe more of a lateral move, but they did pick up a good fragger. They dropped a guy that wasn't IGL, but wasn't really fragging as much, so we'll see. Want to get some Rocket League?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the next tournament coming up for Counter-Strike, and I just blanked on it. iBuyPower's coming up January. You have some teams there, but you really don't have a whole lot of tournaments coming up for Counter-Strike. Trying to see when we get the next chance to see some of these guys playing, but we'll talk about it in another show, I guess. And Rocket League.
Oh, you got it, Tim?
No, go for it.
Okay, so in Rocket League news, You got TSM picking up Weedem Girls. Weedem Girls, they are the most recent RLCS champion. They were orgless at the time they won, but they have been picked up now. So, and it's TSM's first venture into Rocket League, which I'm excited for because TSM, they're, you know, historic. They're embedded in esports.
They're a good.
They have a good ownership group. Exactly. So, well deserved by Ike, Rimco, and the boys, and I couldn't be happier for them to have an org like that in TSM. To
I wonder what other options they had out there. Because I mean, they won E-League. They had a bunch of positive performances. I wonder because. I think we talked about it at the last tournament at the championship where they went a long time without an org.
Yeah, I mean it's really just a kind of a light because there were big organizations that got out of it. Vitality Envy. And Envy and I believe Method may still be a team, but I think they dropped. I don't know. But there were some big organizations out there that just for whatever reason decided that Rocket League really wasn't for them. So, I mean, I'm sure there were some other organizations out there wanting to pick up a major champion, but I'm glad it's TSM.
And in other esports news, Mango.
Our spirit animal.
Cloud9 Smash Melee player. Maybe Ultimate too. I don't know if he's going to venture into that. Has been banned from Twitch for 1 week, last I heard. He is a huge, huge Philadelphia Eagles fan and had one too many drinks and ended up on stream. He claims that he was just joking around. He didn't actually pass out drunk. That does not to say he wasn't super drunk. The dude was super drunk.
He was blessed.
He was super drunk. I do believe him, though, that he didn't actually pass out because he claims he just pretended like he fell over and then went downstairs, talked to his fiance or girlfriend for a little bit, and then came back to end the stream. I do believe that only because from personal experience of passing out drunk, once you hit the ground, you typically don't get back up.
For at least maybe like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, like you don't just fall over, get up, and go, whoop, okay, guys, well, I think I've had too much to drink. I need to end my stream. you kind of fall, and you're, no, this is where I want to be. I'm good here. I'm good. I'm good here on the bathroom floor. This is where I want to be. This is where I want to sleep. Just leave me alone.
Hugging the toilet.
Yeah, no. I want the toilet to be my pillow tonight, please. So, nonetheless, God bless Mango. God bless Mango. And God bless you, the listener. Thank you for tuning in. A different type of episode, right? Not so much just breaking down the X's and O's and team rosters and everything like that. And I don't know. I hope we had a good conversation about it. I don't know if we did. I feel like, you know, it's just one of those touchy subjects where it's just difficult to have a conversation about. Maybe you could get into our Discord where I'm not being recorded forever and we can talk about it some more. And my words aren't recorded. And then I can tell you what I really feel about females in esports. No, I'm kidding. Kidding. LOL. I think they deserve every chance anyone else gets. You can follow us on Twitter at The Center Ring. Our Discord, our website link is all in our descriptions there. You can join our Discord. Be a part of the conversations. For me personally, these are the conversations I love, right? The real, let's talk about social problems in esports. Let's talk about what we can do to improve the scene. Because let's face it, it is gaming and we're all toxic. No matter how good of a person you think you are, we're all big jerks online. We will be back next week, though, to talk some more esports. I think there are some tournaments happening between now and then. But until then, for Brett, for no news isn't here. We'll talk to you next time.